Welcome to Technical Tuesday. This is Fed Razak, Senior Trading Strategist here at CM Trading. And today we're starting a completely new video series on reversal patterns. But before we start, make sure to like, subscribe, and do share, especially if you find value in this presentation. Okay, so reversal patterns, couple of things. This is going to be a completely new video series. I'm not sure exactly how many videos it's actually going to produce, but we're going to unpack it into certain segments where you can actually use those patterns to make actionable trades. That number one. Number two, as a groundwork, just as a layout, just to make sure we're all on the same page, reversal patterns are technical tradable strategies. I'm choosing not to use the word indicators because we did delve tremendously in a tremendous series of several indicators that you can actually impute into your trading platform and use as guideposts, as signals to trade the financial markets. This is different. This is completely technical. And so a couple of things in terms of the groundwork for technical trading, multiple time frames, the larger the time frame, the more significant and important it is, and the more actionable it is, and the higher percentage that you'll actually get the anticipated results after using these strategies. That's number one. Number two, okay, with all technical type of trading, you could use all types of time frames. Just realizing the shorter time frames don't have as much validity as longer time frames. So those are the two specific things I just want to break down. But let's get into it. And there's going to be subcategories and subcategories as we delve into this topic further. Okay, so there are two main reversal patterns. There's one called the reversal pattern, okay, which is really self-explanatory. But believe it or not, there's something called a continuation pattern that has reversal aspects to it. Okay, it's more of a trend. Reversal is obviously when something is actually changing in the markets and reversing its course or reversing its direction. And continuation is when something is trending. Okay, and they're both very significant. There are several types, okay, of trend and reversal patterns. Now we're going to first delve into reversal patterns, and we're going to break it down into the most popular ones. And I'm sure that some of you have already come across this either by reading on financial news or just seeing things on, you know, some technical indicators before. Okay, so here they go. All right, so number one is head and shoulder. Now this is very common. It's a really great way to break down the market, and it happens often again and again. Okay, very often does it happen, and it's called a head and shoulders. Number two is triple top or triple bottoms. You have something that, you know, moves into one direction, recedes, tries to take it out on the upside again, doesn't, try to take it up on the third time, doesn't, and then reverses. Okay, that happens often, or vice versa on the bottom. Okay, or double tops and double bottoms. Okay, two of these are very, very common, where, you know, the market is kind of like coming to an end or an exhaustion state, okay, either on the upside or the downside. They either make triple tops or double bottoms. Very important. Now, the next one is happening quite often now in the market as we're looking at it, is something called either a spike or a V formation. We have one extreme move in one direction and then a correctional move with the same amount of velocity in the opposite direction. Those two elements have to keep consistent when you're looking at a V formation. It's an extreme move and the velocity is happening at the same time. And it's almost like a mirror image, okay, of what is happening in the markets. Okay, this has happened very often where you have something spiking in the market, either on a longer time frame or a shorter time frame, and then it makes a, you know, correctional move right afterwards. The last one is a saucer, which also happens quite often. It takes a much longer time for it to happen, especially if you're looking at it from a longer time view, okay? And it does happen often. Now, these are the most common reversal patterns that happen in the market. Now, there are a few pointers to keep in mind before we digress into each one of them, okay? And the following pointers are going to apply to all of them, okay? And that's why I'm using this video just to separate before we delve into each one of them, okay? So number one, this is a very important pattern, okay? That a trend has to already exist, okay? That is something that has to be a prerequisite, okay? All these points are either prerequisites or requisites as this trade is actually falling. So a trend needs to exist, number one, that's for sure. Number two, the first signal of a reversal, okay, is when you have a break in the trend line, okay? That is very important. When you have something continuous going up and then breaks, okay, on a significant level, on an important level, on an important trend line. Not something that just, you know, comes back a little bit and then continues going up higher. We're not talking about a withdrawal or something where you're coming, you're having a drawback and then you're going up higher. We're talking about something important trend line is being broken, okay? That's a very important requisite of the market. And number three, the larger the pattern, the larger the move as a reactionary move is going to happen. It has to be mirror image, okay? So when you do have a reversal situation in a head and shoulders, okay, that is going to actually show itself in the V formation, like a V formation. It's going to actually be symmetrical on both sides, okay? Number four, okay, top patterns are usually shorter in duration and they usually are more volatile than when you're looking at the bottom, okay? This is really an important requisite because this happens at exhaustive moves when things are going up in the markets. We saw this with Nvidia just recently. We saw it with gold just recently, okay? These are two very real life examples. We're in April 30th, 2024, and you could refer back to this video and refer back to the charts and actually see it in real time, okay? So number four is really an important one also. Now, bottom patterns, when we're hitting a bottom, okay, they're smaller in price ranges and they take longer to build, okay? Those two things are very important. When we're in a bottom, they're usually taking a longer time to break out of that bottom, okay? Now, I don't have many examples for you right now when we're at a bottom move and we've been there for a long time, okay, because the markets are pushing themselves on the upside, okay, and they're making the reversal right now on the upside. So a bottom one right now, I can't give you an example, but, okay, you could refer back to when the internet stocks, when they had the boom and bust, they were sticking around, okay, a stock like Amazon was sticking around the bottom for about a year and a half, okay, at least to 2 years before it actually broke out even higher, okay? It took a long time for it to actually break out. And we didn't break out big. We broke out by maybe 2 or 3%. And then it took several years after that to actually break out higher. And it took over a decade to get back to its all-time record highs of when it saw it before, okay? So that one is an important element from the bottom side. Now, the last one, and this is the one where technical trading really rests its shoulder on. It's one of the major pillars of technical trading, is that volume is more important on the upside, especially on the upside, because everything that moves on the upside, it has to be cumulative. Think about it. If there are buyers for a stock at 500, okay, then there should be buyers for it at 550. Now, those buyers have to continuously move that up to 600. So the players in the market have to really believe in that trend moving up higher, okay, when these prices get exaggerated to these levels. Because as you get higher, okay, it becomes that much more important that you have volume to support yourself. Because if volume kind of moves away, then by definition, that asset will start, you know, diminishing in price and there's going to be a correction move. So that price volume has to be corrective at that point on the top. And if it's not, then that correction is coming subsequent to that. And we've seen it time and time again, where we've seen a double top or a triple top, but the volume wasn't there, okay? It didn't support it at that triple top. And that's when the particular asset fell. So these nuances are really very important. Now, you know, the markets are not going to just give it to you on one thing, right? You make a triple top and then you're going to make a correction. It's not just the triple top. It's also using the volume. It's also using the velocity. It's also feeling out exactly what is happening in the market to make that bigger picture so that you can make a more decisive trade. We'll see you here next week on Technical Tuesdays. Thank you for joining us today.